This is a phase one commutation hearing for John Seitz, S-E-I-T-Z, ADC number is 269-410. I do want to make note that there is a letter that's from the arresting officer, the investigating officer in this, who opposes his commutation, receiving a commutation on his sentence. This is, he is serving a 12-year sentence for sexual exploitation of a minor. He's asking for a 3-year, 4 months reduction in his sentence. His absolute day is March 27th of 2021. If he received the 3-year, 4 month reduction, he would then be released on May 19th of 2018. This is his second application for a commutation hearing. He had one on December of 2014 in which it was denied. He does have a detainer. He has a detainer for lifetime parole by the Maricopa County Adult Probation Office. This is an incident that's according to the defendant states that he was in his garage. He thought he would be safe. He had some new pictures of his son. He had the pictures locked in the key in the garage. He thought that no one would see him. He thought it would be safe. He never viewed the photo again. However, his daughter and her boyfriend were, he said the daughter and boyfriend were drug addicts that broke up. And they broke into the garage to steal everything of value in order to support their drug habit. And as a result of that break-in, that's when they were able to discover the photos that was actually inside of his house at that time. During that time, they called the police. An investigation was being held, and subsequently he was charged with these crimes. He feels as though that his sentence was excessive because he'd never been attracted to young children. He also states that he's never been arrested or been charged with a crime before. That he's going to be on lifetime probation. His behavior about saying to his family, and that he thinks he wants to get out so he can show his family that he's a better person than what he actually has been charged with. He also states that he feels that the amount of time that he has served is sufficient enough punishment for his offense while he's in prison. He's recognized that his error and learned his mistake and wished to be allowed out the rest of the time away from prison to redeem himself to his family. He is 71 years old and is retired at the time that the offense was committed. According to the pre-sentence report and the information that we have in here, it says that during the questioning of the defendant, he admitted that he took nude photographs of the victim, but he also placed his hand and mouth on the victim's penis. The defendant, he also claimed that the victim was curious about sex and initiated the sexual contact, and that he was just trying to show the victim photographic movies in order to showed him what it was about. He also admitted that he ejaculated less than 5 times when the victim masturbated his penis. According to the sentence that he actually had, he received a reduction in the sentence that they reduced it to 2 counts of attempted child molester instead of the child molester for the crimes that he had. The crime carried a presumptive of 10 years, a minimum of 5 years, and a maximum sentence of 15 years. It's the pre-sentence plea agreement that he did also stipulated that the crimes would be served consecutively to each other. Also stated that counts 1 and 5, that those counts would be dismissed at that time because he did receive 12 years, which was just 2 years over the presumptive time. and that the two sentences that he received, that they ran consecutively according to the plea agreement, and the fact that two of the allegations were also dismissed as a result of the plea agreement, as well as the charges being reduced down to attempted child molester, which we gave them a lesser time. I do not feel that the sentence was excessive, and but I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. But not hearing any comment, I then want to make the motion to not pass on Mr. Sace to a base two commutation hearing.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Mrs. Rittenhouse, agreed by Dr. Wright, agreed by Mr. Neal, agreed by Mr. Quinones. That will conclude the hearing at this time.